I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Cardinal Beniamino Stella, prefect of the Congregation for Clergy, echoed comments by Pope Francis that clericalism was an issue that contributed to the sexual abuse issues within the church as well as abuses of power. The cardinal said the crisis the church is now facing would not have been as bad if laity had been involved in the development of current and future priests, and that the problem of abuse should not rely only, quote, on the hierarchy and priests. Cardinal Stella urged involving lay people in addressing the abuse, saying they can bring, quote, the essential human formation of the priest and the necessary spiritual solidarity of his life. The confirmation hearing continued for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today, during which Kavanaugh stressed how important it was to maintain judicial independence. While Kavanaugh would not address whether President Trump could be subpoenaed or whether he could pardon himself, he did profess his innocence against accusations that he lied in testimony to senators in 2006. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested that Kavanaugh lied when he said he didn't know anything about a Bush administration warrantless surveillance program or attempts to steal material from Democrats before judicial nomination hearings. Leahy stated he believes that there are confidential documents that are not open to the public that could contradict Kavanaugh's statements. A new book by Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward has drawn criticism from President Trump. Trump has denied many of the statements and accounts in the book, as have some of those who have been quoted in the book themselves. On Twitter, Trump called the stories in the book, quote, frauds, a con on the public, and questioned why politicians could not change libel laws. Woodward states his book is supported by hundreds of hours of recordings and that, quote, I stand by my reporting. Woodward has been a political writer for 40 years, including the famed All the President's Men, which he wrote with fellow Washington Post reporter Carl Bernstein about the Watergate scandal. Following a fire that destroyed the National Museum of Brazil, police and protesters clashed as anger over the fire grew. The 200-year-old museum contained around 20 million artifacts going back 11,000 years. Federal prosecutors, researchers, and the museum's administration had warned for months and even years prior that the museum was at risk and upkeep for the museum's safety had been neglected. On July 27th of this year, an architect filed a citizen's complaint with the federal prosecutor's office in Rio and included photos of what they said were many hazards, including flammable plastic on the roof, uncovered wires, and faulty wiring. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.